In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechet Shavuot. And we continue learning about the Yediot HaTumah, as I mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, that this will be the topic for the remainder of this Perek and also in the next Perek as well. So Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh bo yediyah betchila, if someone was aware that they came into contact with something which is a source of Tumah, and this is even if they weren't aware of the fact that they became Tameh as a result. For example, they touched one of their eight creepy crawlies, one of these dead creepy crawlies that make someone's Tameh. And as I said, even if he doesn't know he became Tameh as a result, but that Yediyah, that knowledge is enough. And then he's also aware of Yediyah Basof at the very end, after he's eaten the Korban, or he has entered the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, he's made aware of the fact that, oh, he was Tameh. The Helem Ben Taim, but in the intervening period between when he came into contact and the final knowledge end, he forgot about it in between. So in other words, as he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or as he had the Korban, he wasn't aware of the fact. The Mishnah says, Harei Zeh Ba'Olei V'Yored. He would bring this special Korban called the Korban Olei V'Yored, as I mentioned yesterday. And this korban would change with someone's financial capacity. So if he was wealthy, he would bring a chatat behemah, he'd bring an animal. If he was poor, he would bring a pair of birds. And if he's even poorer than that, he would bring a minchat chote, which is a meal offering. Mishnah then continues. It says, Yesh ba'yadiyah betchila ve'im ba'yadiyah besof. If he was aware of the fact, again, he was tamer in the beginning, but then forgot about it, and then entered the Beis HaMikdash from a korban, and we don't have a yadiyah yet. So he was unaware of it even for some time after. Mishnah says, Si'ir ha'nasa bifnim, the goat whose blood was sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, which you learned about in Pesach Yoma, in combination with the Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippur itself, is Toleh. That, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, protects the person from the punishment that's due to him as a result of violating the prohibition b'shogeg, ad shivada lo, until he becomes aware of the fact that he was tamer at the time, v'yavi be'olei v'yored, and then he would bring a korban olei v'yored. In other words, it doesn't achieve a kapara, because if it achieved a kapara, he wouldn't have to bring a korban once he was aware. No, he would still have to bring a korban. What it does achieve for him is, since he violated the prohibition, albeit he was unaware of the fact, yes, there's a punishment meant to come, Yom Kippur is tole, or Yom Kippur and the Siyar Nasir Bifnim is, if you like, protects him until he can actually achieve the full kapara. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. What happens? Ein b'yediyah betchila, aval yesh b'yediyah basof. What happens if he was unaware he was tameh when he entered the Beis HaMikdash or when he had a korban? Even from the very beginning, he didn't know. It was only aval yesh b'yediyah basof. However, it was only once he'd consumed the korban or he'd entered the Beis HaMikdash, someone made him aware of the fact that he was tameh. He became tameh prior to that, and this is all new to him. Mishnah then says, Sir hanaseh b'chutz, sirat izim, that is born as a korban musaf. It's offered on the outside, Mizbeach, on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself. I mean, the combination of the two is Mechaper. It atones for that situation. As it says, Si'ir izim echad chatat, milvad chatat ha-kippurim. So in other words, Amasha zemechaper, zemechaper. That those Si'irim achieve an atonement, and that they're atoning for similar things. It says, Ma ha-pnimi ein mechaper el adavar sheyesh bidiyah, just as the one we learned in the previous Mishnah, atones for someone becoming Tameh that had some sort of foreknowledge. That, in other words, he knew about the fact he became Tameh, albeit forgot. So to this one as well, Af HaChitzon, also this second Seir that we're talking about now that's offered outside, Einu Mechaper Ela Al Davar Sheyesh Bo Yediyah, also atones for something that has knowledge. In this case, it's a different type of knowledge. I mean, he became aware of the fact that he was Tameh only after he has eaten the Korban or he's entered the Beis HaMikdash. Those Mishnah today. And then tomorrow's Mishnah, we'll continue learning about other situations. What if someone never knew about it, both before and after, and other types of atonements related to Tumah and Tahara as well? Those Mishnah today.